everyone. Sanbonani. Are you present in the house?
Molo Chair.
House is Valencia. Open my dog.
Kona Chair.
Ngambuza kulanga Chair.
Ikhona Chair.
No, yesterday, ngicishe ngathi kuma madoka. Singathi ngelinye ilanga sizichaza iminyaka yethu sizwe ngokuthi umuntu athi ngesikhathi sesithile angenza ugreat bani uvele ubone ukuthi hayi kusho ukuthi abanye bethu sebeseduze ne-vaccination abakudanga kwi-vaccination. Khona basekude kakhulu for i-vaccine. Honorable members, I think we do anibaningana today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, now we do make a quorum. Let me welcome all of you honorable members for today. Hopefully we'll have a shorter day than normal, but obviously nothing is gonna be left behind. We will have to do our thorough work as expected. Secondly, I must say, I hope I'm correct, Ayanda and Ari. I've been informed that the gas amendment bill has finally landed on our desk.
Yes.
We have to find a day where we will then have to outline the process to be followed, and or suggest the process to be followed, but it will all be put officially in the committee for the committee's attention at the time, at an appropriate time. I'm not sure, I don't want to guarantee. What I know is that between now and the 26th of May, I hope I'm correct again, we will be dealing with the budget and the APPs. that's what I think is gonna be one challenge. It doesn't mean though if the legislation is here, we may not be compelled, because we're always told it must get high priority when it is in front of a committee. So that is what we will share with members as and when we think that we've managed to get the slot and we have finalized what could be the possible route to take in order as we attend to the proposed amendment to the bill. Having said so, we will check also with members from tomorrow again. I think up until I saw the circular that was sent, up until the 26th of May, we are having the mini plenaries on the budgets and APPs. If I'm not mistaken, is it the 17th, ne?
18th,
man, yes. Yeah. Okay. So that is next week, Tuesday. That's what we'll be dealing with. So we need to finalize the adoption of the report, which for now we're scheduling it for Friday, but we'll see with time. Having said so, today you are only dealing with the minutes, ne, Ari?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. we have to adopt both the minutes of our last meeting as well as the minutes that meeting, and then the minutes. I think we've got, ordinarily, we should say we've got two sets of minutes. Ne? Or am I wrong?
No, you are correct.
Because the others is just a split of the presentations on the budget. Any apologies? I nearly forgot that, so that we go straight.
Morning, Chair, morning, members. There are no apologies. I think all the members are present today. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. But I counted the many members are not here. Let's just say they didn't apologize.
Others are still coming, Chair. They are logging in.
Bolo President, should the only one president now, the compliment. Compliment will be full. Should our president in your answer. Probably I'm the only person who's chairing a meeting that has got national office bearers and two presidents and the national chair of, you see. So I'm very, very important. You must treat me well. Okay. Can you flag the minutes, Ari?
Are we starting with the 28th, Chair?
That is the normal meeting, yes. Or you want us to start now? It's fine. Let's start with the 28th. Yes, I know honorable members, they want us to check. I give chance to the apologies. And then opening one and on two.
Chairperson. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. I'm not sure, Chair, if it's accurate that the presence of Honorable Bilankulu was not recorded. And I am sure the day we were dealing with basic fuel price, he was next to me in a town called Giyani in South Africa. Thank you very much.
Chair?
This switch on and off. I'm talking on my own. I was just talking to you, but muted, honorable members, but to say to Ayanda and Ari, maybe I don't know how far can we go with regards to the non-submission of an apology by a member. Because all this system only caters for apologies. Then it means if you are not, there's no apology, automatically there is an assumption that that person is absent. I'm just saying with this thing and looking at the complement of the committee. But having said so, let's go to two. the whole of two. And then it was on three. Okay. There are no corrections, no amendments or whatever. Is there any move of the minutes?
Sorry, Mr. Chair, page four?
Yes. Which is page four?
The solid bullet, just move up slightly. Yeah, there we go. Mr. Chair, these are committee minutes. The minutes look like they're taking sides. I just want to read to you. Some were of the opinion that there was no need for a vote. Unfortunately, such a request could not be denied. Well, those members may have thought it was unfortunate, but the DA thought it was very fortunate. So these minutes are taking sides. I'd like to see the removal of the word unfortunately and the rewriting of those sentences. And I can suggest a form. Some were of the opinion that there was no need for a vote, full stop. New sentence, according to the rules, such a request could not be denied, full stop. And then you carry on with this therefore.
I don't think there's a problem. The point though, I take the point, but I don't think it's taking sides when it says unfortunately. It says it is according to the rules, you could not deny a request for
that. Unfortunate, Mr. Chair. Your understanding and my understanding of English are different in this case.
Yes, but I'm saying it's better if the point says it may sound to be biased, but I don't think for me, from where I'm sitting, if somebody wants something, it is so unfortunate, even for the fact that you can't even consider it because it's not allowed. So that is the point we're trying to emphasize. But I don't think we can remain uncomfortable with what you are proposing. We will do it like something like that.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes. okay. Having said done so, is there any more for the minute?
Chairperson, I move adoption.
Okay, any seconder?
Mr. Chair, I second.
Okay, thank you. Let's go then from the first page, Ari.
Yes, sir?
Yes, don't take minutes off.
Oh.
Let's go to point two. Is it point two? Yes. Don't take the minutes off. I know that's where it should start, honorable members. No, wait. Yeah, point two, but it's point two, from point two, two, up until the end. Let's look at it. Matters arising? Any matters arising?
Chair, I have a matter arising.
Yes, honorable Mylan.
Chair, if you could scroll down, if Arika could scroll down, please. A bit further. Keep going. There we go. Chair, over the course of the past week, there have been further developments on the Risk Mitigation Independent Power Producers Program, specifically around the Car Powerships deal. There has been a civil court case lodged between a unsuccessful bidder and the ministry. Or the department. And equally, there has been a situation in Lebanon where the power ships were impounded allegedly for failing to or for paying commissions to government officials. I'm not sure of the 100% certain of the details of that one, but the report is that they were impounded for corruption and other financial irregularities. Given that situation, Chair, it adds more weight to my initial request for an investigation. And I would therefore ask that this committee rescind its decision of the 28th of April and take a decision to investigate the Risk Mitigation Power Producers Program, the bid adjudication process, and the scoring. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I see the hand of Honorable Mahlaule. Honorable Volmarans, Honorable Malinga. Okay.
Thanks, Chairperson. you see, Chairperson, we did mention that the matter will be seized with the committee for a long time, because today you deal with environmental issues, tomorrow you deal with corruption, allegedly, the other day you deal with courts and all of that. But the central matter is that we want to save the committee from dealing with what we call procurement. I have a suggestion, Chair, and I've seen in the news the reporting about this matter on the decision taken by the committee. Is reported wrong, sensationalized, and all of that. I have a suggestion, Chair, that we don't want to sound like we're defending things we don't know, because these things become complicated when they come in bits and pieces. You then get confused. What are we dealing with here? And personally, I don't know what we're dealing with. Can I suggest to honorable members that we probably have three things that we need to follow. One is to have the matter investigated, not by this committee, but by SCOPA. We refer the matter to SCOPA because it involves financial issues that I don't think we must subject ourselves with. And I think SCOPA would be a better committee to deal with that. Secondly, Chair, is that on that view that we refer it to SCOPA, we seek a legal opinion from the Parliamentary Legal Services on how to go about it in referrals. The third point, Chair, I want to raise is that we have a conversation, or yourself have a conversation with the Chair of Chairs on the matter, and indicate the intentions to refer the issue to SCOPA, so that the committee is not looked at as they are hiding something or defending anyone. Let it go out there, and then it's dealt with by the relevant board. I just want to bear with comrades that, or honorable members, that we support this proposal, so that we rid ourselves from talking about things that we don't understand, and will be difficult to understand because they are coming in drips and pieces. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Malinga, ne?
Like just myself.
Good morning, Chair.
No problem.
Okay, sorry. Don't worry, you're still on the line. Honorable Malinga.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Greetings to yourself, members of the committee, our committee secretary, and guests in our meeting, and also the department if they are in the meeting. Chairperson, I think I will concur with Honorable Mahlaule. We did indicate, Chair, that we don't want to be seized with the issues of procurement as this committee. If the committee feels that there are irregularities, there is a committee of parliament that deals specifically with that, which is SCOPA. And you see, Chairperson, what is being raised as a matter arising here, it will warrant that we take the stance of SCOPA, because not only does this reside or impact on DMRE, it also has environmental issues. That means a Department of Environment, Fisheries and Forestry should come in. It also has the the ministry that is trying to ensure that there is energy where Eskom will be accepting this grid, which is DPE. So I think it's plus minus four departments that are affected by this, Chair. So I will second the fact that, Chair, this matter is seized with us while it's also you take a discussion with the chair of SCOPA before this gets blown out of proportion. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Volmarans, sorry, I jumped you.
Not. Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, let me take this opportunity to greet yourself, our colleagues, and the department through the DG. And Chair, let me, from the onset, say that when we held our discussion, and in context of the minutes, and I would want to reiterate that one, we were first dealing with a name of Mr. Mokwe. Then in the next meeting, the name of Mr. Mokwena, who is the DG, was removed from the conversation to the extent that it is not the same Mr. Mokwe. But this other Mokwena was Mr. G. Mokwena or something, Thabo G. Mokwena, T.G. Mokwena, who Honorable Malem said might have links with different other ministers in the past or so. Now, that was the crux of the first issue that was raised through Honorable Malem. And our discussion was around there. Now, when you took out the DG, Mr. Mokwe, it did not need any a matter that relates to an investigation on our part because the issue was laid there. Now, I want to agree that the report that came out from the newspapers or the media a few days thereafter, or actually the same day, was to the extent that the committee, actually there was some misrepresentation of the facts and the context of what we were discussing. Now, I am still on the view that given what we were discussing, nothing that has appeared on the national media was presented to us, was given a, we never discussed what is being seen in the media. So there is no need for us to still insist and say, you know, it is on that basis of our discussion that we need an investigation. It isn't. It is new facts there, and we are not holding any brief for any of the companies related. Neither do we have any brief for either the department and or the minister and so forth. But these are facts that are there aside from us. We are a portfolio committee of parliament that must be seized with the environment around the energy setup and the mineral setup. I do believe that working together with your SCOPA, with enterprises as a client in this instance, working with the legal people from Parliament would assist. But for us to be calling for an investigation or saying that we must refer an investigation, I think it's not correct. It might be premature. And I think we must stay out of the question of this investigation in the sense of how it is presented by Honorable Mailer. But there is no problem in us working with whoever might be taking over that work as their main and core function and mandate. And that will be my my submission, Comrade Chairperson. For us to work together with all the other departments that will be directly involved with whatever would be going on or asking questions and so on, including the legal department from Parliament. But for us to now shift from what we discussed and relate it as us requesting an investigation, I think might be a little bit out of our scope. And we did say we did not want to get involved in as far as the procurement part is concerned. We are discussing a report which did not have the facts that you are seeing on TV at the moment. So thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson.
Honorable Kola, then Honorable Mylem.
Thanks, Chairperson.
Yes.
No, thanks, Chairman. I joined the meeting a while ago, so I hope that I will still be on point, Chair. And I'm tempted to agree with my colleague, Honorable Volmarans, Chair, that I think there must be sufficient grounds for us as a committee to say, why are we referring the matter to SCOPA? And I look at this report that Honorable Mylem stated that the committee has a duty to scrutinize decisions of the DMRE. And all of us in the portfolio committee concur with Honorable Mylem that such should occur on a consistent basis. And that according to him, the investigation will put to rest concerns of undue influence and manipulation during the procurement process. We must be able, Chair, and I'm glad that Honorable Mylem will speak, we must be able to be convinced that there is a prima facie case of undue influence and manipulation in the process for us to then begin to entertain the need for an investigation. Because it's not like we have got anything to hide as this portfolio committee. We have got nothing to hide. But facts must be put before this committee that these are the reasons that necessitate an investigation. From where I stand, Chair, we have not been forwarded such compelling reasons that would then make this portfolio committee to say, let's call for an investigation on this particular project. I don't think we have been convinced, but we are open to be convinced. We are always up if there is superior logic that points to a direction of a need for an investigation. But let reasons be put forward in this portfolio committee and say, this is where undue influence occurred during the process. This is where the manipulation happened during the process. And such, according to me, would necessitate that investigation. In the absence of such compelling reason, I don't see a need for an investigation. We can't investigate because somebody wants an investigation. It can be, because I've always maintained that there is an attempt. I was reading the order paper today on the questions to the deputy president. A question will be posed by a member of this portfolio committee around this program to the deputy president. Because it says that there is a concerted effort by some amongst us to problematize this issue. Yet they are unable in the committee to say, these are the compelling reasons that necessitates an investigation. They must convince this portfolio committee that these are the reasons we deem it fit and necessary that an investigation must take place. Without such, they will never enjoy our support. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Mylem.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I want to stress something up front, and that is this. First of all, this is not about procurement. Procurement takes place in a financial process. This is about selecting preferred bidders, and the procurement will be handled by Eskom through power purchase agreements. So this isn't about procurement at all. It's about the bid adjudication process that was conducted by DMRE in selecting who the preferred bidders were that would go through to the Eskom procurement process. But the procurement doesn't happen here. This is about the scoring. It's about how those projects were selected to go through to that. And there's been absolutely zero financial expenditure on this program to date. So I would argue that, first of all, we cannot say this is in the realm of SCOPA because it has got no financial implications as yet. What it does have is a program and operational implication for the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. And that is what I'm asking an investigation in. How the process was conducted, who was involved in it, who scored it, how it was scored, how the various scores were allocated to different bidders, that's what we're asking about. We are not asking for an investigation into where the money has gone, who's got this money, who's got that money. That's not what the investigation is about. There is no procurement aspect to it whatsoever. Then, Honorable Kula, you raised the point about compelling reasons, and I thought I had actually provided those, but I'll provide them again just so that we are all on the same page. The first compelling reason is that people close to ministers, people who are politically connected, were the beneficiaries. That raises an enormous red flag in the minds of the citizens of South Africa and should raise an enormous red flag in the minds of this committee, but clearly it doesn't appear to. I'm talking here about Mr. Thabo George Mokoena. Secondly, there has been a court action initiated by a company called DNG Power Group, who claim that the minister's family and senior members of the DMRE approached him and attempted to manipulate the process in this program. And I'm not asking us to decide on the merits of that. I'm saying that is sufficient reason in my mind to investigate how the scores were awarded and whether those scores are fair and reasonable, and to see whether there has been any manipulation of the scoring. The third compelling reason, as I indicated, is that the company that is taking the lion's share of this program, namely Car Power Group, has been implicated internationally, not nationally, internationally, in corrupt activities. And they've had their ships impounded in Lebanon, where they've been supplying power for the last 8 years. Now, all of this adds up to me to a weight of evidence that is sufficient to warrant an investigation into the process conducted by the department. It wasn't conducted by the Department of Environmental Affairs. It wasn't conducted by Eskom. It wasn't conducted by Transnet. It was conducted by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. Our mandate is to conduct oversight and hold accountable the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. So what I'm asking here is that we investigate the processes followed by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. That's all. And I fail to see how passing this to SCOPA is going to accomplish that, because they don't investigate the processes of the department. They look at financial matters. They look at the expenditure of money. This isn't about expenditure. This is about the selection of bidders. And that's what I'm asking for an investigation into. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Can I get clarity? Let me explain one thing, Honorable Mailem, which I tried to drum to members. In the last meeting, we called the department. Members said there were questions that the department had not answered. They stated which are those questions. The questions then the department responded. I don't want to mention names in the meeting. Then there was a question that was asked, that before we make a determination, can the department, is it willing to give us the scorecards? We want the scorecards from the department. When members were coming in disputing, then Honorable Member allow me, Honorable Mylem, not because I want to prejudice you in a meeting. Accept my apology for if that's what it does. Accept my apology in advance. Then Honorable Mylem says, no, we ask for an investigation. And we ask for a vote. Now, I couldn't go back to the department and say, are you willing or do you have a problem to provide the committee with what honorable members are asking for, the scorecard? But there was no way, and that's why I was trying to explain. I know we had a very lengthy argument with Honorable Mahlaule, saying, no, Honorable Volmarans had made the proposal before. I said, Honorable Volmarans did not ask for a vote in that motion. Now, I don't want an impression because I need to then get clarity. Can you ask for an investigation and then conduct the investigation yourself? What stops the points that members are asking? What stops the members to call the department and ask this information that
we have lost you. Ariko.
Okay. Chair is trying to log in members. He lost the network. All right, Chair.
So, Lali, in the
am I in now?
Yes,
you are in, Chair.
Thank you. You have not elected another chairperson, eh?
It was close.
Okay. No, I'm trying to say, honorable members, let's because sometimes the word investigate may be the only thing that makes you think that we are far from each other. When in essence we say we need answers from the department and members, in my view, are allowed to get those answers. That's point one. So maybe let's okay. If Honorable Mylem, again, sorry if it sounds honorable member, I'm singling. Maybe if we can be unpacked, just to unpack what does this investigation mean from a committee? Because if a committee says we remain seized with this matter, it means the committee wants accountability from the department and those answers that must be given. So I want to, maybe if we can get, we might be talking, think that we're talking different things when we say the same thing. I understood Honorable Mahlaule saying, we as a committee must continue with this matter and remain seized with it. The second thing, which I think it's important, just for the role of the committee, allow me, honorable members, to argue now as a chair and as a member of the committee, by the way. I share a completely different view from a perspective that will suggest that SCOPA must come in only when the mess or the damage has been caused. And I think that's the weakness of the public service system. I think we, from where the committee sits, whether, I don't want to say we refer, whether it works together with SCOPA, because for now, it might be only this selection process that honorable members are talking about. But that selection process down the line might have financial implications. And therefore, whether the process was followed properly, I again, can we deny that this is public procurement? That's what it says. It says risk mitigation, independent power producer, procurement. It's procurement. We cannot deny it. Procurement by its very nature does have financial implications, including the fact that it might have been done unfairly and wrongly so. Thirdly, if this process involves three departments in the main, which is public enterprise, and I hear what MLM says, that we have not reached the stage. If the process, this one, we feel that it is flawed, it might save the next stage that might be there, which is now ESCOM as a client. Three, there is Treasury. Treasury will be the one also to say the manner in which this thing would have been done for us in order to make expenditure on it and make approval was this one. So I don't see when, I want to get this thing so that when SCOPA is brought in, I think the most dangerous thing will be that when SCOPA is brought in to substitute the committee. But if SCOPA is brought in, it has got much more broader, that would be my argument. It has got much more broader mandate to engage or call any department that could be impacted upon by this exercise. I don't think SCOPA must be seen as if it's an opponent. I see as colleagues who can provide that service. But the third point, I thought members will respond to. I'm not saying we can't, but what I know, what is, when we say, will you get legal service? Legal service could then say on the points that Honorable Mylan is raising, for an example, a matter in front of the court, the allegations that are being made, and whether how the department responds, they would be able to guide us. This is how you handle a matter of this nature. Legally, it may have one, two, and three. And then based on what we are given as a legal opinion, we take those steps. Thirdly, the matter we cannot deny in the manner, and I think that's what members were saying, is reflecting. It therefore means we must get as much more guidance as possible as we proceed with the matter. And I think that reference to the House Chairperson is on that score. But maybe let me do that advantage and say, maybe if you can, Honorable Mylam, unpack what does the investigation mean? Because we have called the department did not respond, and I couldn't, from where I was sitting as a chair, the department, I tried to explain that thing. The department did not respond whether it can provide those scorecards or not. But I assume if the department had said, yes, we can provide you with the scorecards, how this thing of selection was done, what then becomes next? That is why I'm saying it's still, for me, I want to see this work that you are doing now, that will be different when we deal with this matter, because the impression outside is that when you call for an investigation, you are actually asking somebody to do something that you cannot do. I can't say, I want an investigation, and then I say, I'm going to be part of, to be the investigator on the matter. Maybe I do not understand. And I always say, when I chair a meeting, I don't want to confuse people for my failure of understanding the actual argument. Can you allow me, honorable members, maybe if Honorable Mylam can unpack that, then I will come back to Honorable Lorema, Honorable Malinga. Ne? I saw the hand of Honorable Mashaule, Honorable, yes, Malinga. After Honorable Malinga, it will be Honorable Mashalo, but let me try and give so that, but the point is, I understand we voted on the matter was that there should be no investigation, but just, I know that could be an argument, but why, Chair? I thought Honorable Malem was not saying let's do an investigation. He was first requesting that we rescind that decision. But for me, before we could see whether we disagree on language or we disagree fundamentally on the content, can I give Honorable Malem, maybe we can help us to unpack this issue. Honorable Malem.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'll try and be as brief as I can. First of all, I have submitted, and I submitted way back on the 17th of March, parliamentary questions which have not been responded to by the minister or the department in connection with the RMIPP. So I have asked for information and I have not received it. I also asked for information in committee and we got a very simplified response, which didn't really address some of the questions. Be that as it may, the purpose or the methodology of investigation, there's two ways of doing it. The first way is that the committee conducts an investigation. And that would be the way that some of the portfolio committees have done it in the past. I know that the Portfolio Committee on Communications, for example, conducted an investigation into the SABC and they did it themselves. And it's an open format where we put aside several days to get as much information as we can. We allow members to ask the questions that they want to ask and to proceed down whatever route they want to proceed down in that investigation. And the department must then answer as comprehensively. And we can call whoever we like as witnesses or as evidence leaders, or however you want to term it. That's the first way. The second is that we ask Parliament to establish an ad hoc committee, which was what was done in the ESCOM inquiry, to investigate the allegations and the program. And that would then follow a similar format, but it would be a separate committee of Parliament established by the House for the specific purpose of investigating this matter. That would be the two ways that I see this going forward. Thank you, Chair.
It's going to be Honorable Malinga, and then Honorable Lorema, and then Honorable Masaule, then Honorable Kula, then Honorable okay, no, let me try and be fair. Going to be Honorable Malinga, Honorable Lorema, Honorable Matokwe, then Honorable Masaule, then Honorable Kula, in that fashion.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think my hand was up before you asked for clarity and also explained. Chairperson, one, with the issue of the article that on DNG, I think it will be improper for the committee to investigate a sub judice matter because now this issue is also sub judice. And I think you're correct, Chair, to say the legal department of Parliament, as parliamentarians, they need to advise us since the matter is now sub judice. I think with us going on and on about this investigation, whereas the matter is sub judice, we are putting the horse before the cart. And Chairperson, Your explanation, I understand it. Maybe we should investigate when the department fails to provide us with the scorecards of their now we are becoming accountants, procurement and issues. Because if I remember correctly, in the report that was brought before this committee, It said 17 companies bidded, then 8 were successful, if I remember correctly, Chair. So, and my worry, Chair, or my little knowledge in this, my worry, Chair, is that the person who is affected or who feels that they were not fairly dealt with by DMRE. Don't they have a right to request this from even for interview, you can also ask for your own scores from the panel. I think that is the thing that the department should bring to us. Was there any request from the bidder to request the scores and all that and all that? But the investigation, when the matter is sub judice, we are shooting ourselves on the foot, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Look, I think it's gone beyond scorecards because of the additional information that's come out about the clouds that hang over this issue. We need a much more thoroughgoing inquiry. I think my colleague, Honorable Milam, has spelled out admirably the two options to us, but taking into account what other colleagues have said about the cross-departmental nature of this issue involving environment, ports, etc., I think the suggestion for an ad hoc committee involving other portfolios is probably the one to go with. Thank you.
Honorable Matoga.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think some of the things that I wanted to say specifically on the issue of approaching the legal department, that's what I was going to suggest. I think Honorable Malinga has covered what I'd wanted to say. And that is primarily because there's a lot of layers in this discussion and the matter as it is before the courts. The reality is that there are allegations that are there out there, and those allegations are very serious. And we must not put, or it must not be that there is an impression that is being created that this committee does not want those investigations to continue. However, I think that we need to be advised properly, and thereafter we then see what needs to happen. And I think that the matter should therefore be referred to the legal department. They must advise what our options are, including, of course, the suggestions that were made by Honorable Milam of how we could even look at the investigations. And thereafter, when we get like proper legal advice, then we can take it from there.
Okay, it was Honorable Mashaule.
Thank you very much, Chair. I want to ride on what you said earlier on, that you see, you can't speak about this project and not speak about procurement. Secondly, you can't speak about this project in the context in which Honorable Malam wants an investigation and not speak about supply chain management. That's a fact. It is there. When you look at point scoring, all of those things, you're looking at those things. It's basically what it is. Now, Chair, what do we do in a situation where we are asked to investigate the department or the project? And some of the questions that we are given by the department when we ask questions, we draw a conclusion that they were simplistic. It was simplified responses. Who determines whether the response is simplistic, whether it's correct, whether it's not wrong? That's where the problem starts. That's where the problem starts. That is why, Chair, when I proposed what I proposed, maybe I should repeat from the last point going to the first point and vice versa, as I had proposed. I propose that, first and foremost, Chair, is that the request has been granted. We must not make a mistake of what Honorable Mailem was requesting and we say it was not granted. Honorable Mailem was requesting that the decision we took before must be rescinded. And the proposal is very clear. We are rescinding the decision. But we're making proposals that the chair must have a conversation with the chair of chairs about the intention to refer this issue to a relevant body. Who will determine what is the relevant body? Is the legal, parliamentary legal services will determine for us which body is well vested to can tackle the issue. To me, whether it's COPA, whether it's an ad hoc committee, is neither here nor there, because SCOPA can equally deal with this issue without us going to an ad hoc committee. But the centrality of this issue must be, Chair, that you have a conversation with relevant people like the Chair of Chairs of your intention to refer this matter, whether you call it investigation or not, to a relevant body that can be seized with this issue. And we'll move forward after we have received a legal opinion from a parliamentary services. I agree with Honorable Madoga. An impression must never be created that this committee is refusing to have an investigation or whatever the case may be. We are saying, let's protect the committee itself from dealing with supply chain management issues, including procurement. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Kola.
No, thanks, Chairperson. I thought when you started to speak, Chair, you were giving a very clear direction to the portfolio committee. One, Chair, I think we're now far ahead if we're discussing issues such as establishment of an ad hoc committee. I think we're now far ahead. My suggestion, Chair, would be that because Honorable Mailem has written to the DMRE about his concern and the question he has around the program, my suggestion would be that all these concerns, we call the DMRE and we identify all these concerns that we have about the program as a starting base, that the DMRE then clarifies all these concerns, be it involvement of individuals which have got family links with the minister, whether the scores have been manipulated, whatever. We then allow them, we identify all these issues, then the DMRE is then placed in a position to then respond. If then the committee is not satisfied with the responses that are coming from the DMRE, then I would suggest that we take the route as proposed by Honorable Mahlaule. But it would be unfair, Chairperson, at this point in time, to then say the department must not be afforded an opportunity when they are here, when they can be called to say, these are the concerns, not as individuals this time, but as the portfolio committee around the program. Then the department is able to respond. And their response of the DMRE will then give us a way forward to say, what is then the next logical step that we are going to take? Because if we just suggest that let's have a committee to investigate, let's have that, without giving the department an opportunity to respond to all of these concerns, I don't think would be fair, Chair. Thanks.
Honorable members, can we do this? First, I'm not sure, I've had this experience before. I'm not sure what does the committee, first the committee, if we use an argument that says we didn't get answers, and then we say it must be considered by other people. Are we saying we are incapable of doing our work? We're a portfolio committee of parliament. We're given the responsibility. The department must account. I don't think I sit here I don't want to pass a vote of no confidence to me that there's a work that is this committee we can't do, and therefore let's abdicate that responsibility somewhere else. I think also even on this thing, I might slightly share a different view, Honorable Mashaule. My understanding is that SCOPA is part of us. SCOPA can include everyone. I don't want to sound like we are taking this thing away from the committee, even SCOPA must do it and run on its own. It will be SCOPA who, as they engage, they can decide now that based on what we are doing, we might need the committee to deal with the Department of Finance. They must come and explain. We don't limit, we must come and explain. They may say, if the procurement went this way, these are the implications for this for the recipient, in this case, which is public enterprise. And most definitely, those power purchase agreement, they may be implicated upon what then would have happened. So I don't want us to create an impression that from where I'm sitting, the rules are clear. We're a committee of parliament. We must hold the department accountable. We can't say, even if we get wishy-washy answers, we must tell them when they respond, that we're not, these answers that you are giving are not said, they were not correct because you are not saying 1, 2, and 3. That includes calling the department. If we rescind, it means then we also rescind the issue of the investigation because the department never said they can't give the scorecards. The problem is that you've got a call for something that has not been declined, denied. Now, can we do like this? And Honorable Malinga, you a little bit made me a little bit shaken. And I think it's the point that two of you and Honorable Bulmatroga were saying. Can we ask for a legal opinion, including on matters of sub judice? How do we handle this issue, including the information? Let's take this as just allegations. The information that has emerged on allegations in front, which are tabled now, because the person is bold enough now to go to court and say, this is what happened, and say, how do we handle those issues and how do we move forward on such allegations? Point one. Point two, we can correspond with the House Chair and state what has happened and say, we need guidance. I'm not sure whether a committee of parliament can say, no, we can't do this work. Let this work be taken over by something that parliament can identify. Check and what could be. My view, my understanding is that we are a committee of parliament. We must hold the executive accountable. That includes even on matters of this nature. Then we'll come back and report what is the direction. We state even that consideration. I'm prepared and I'm willing and I'm open to say also the other suggestions are these ones. The truth of the matter, the question of SABC, we must also clarify this. By the way, it is on the commission, if we are to use that argument, it exactly makes this criticism that committees don't do their work. So we have to do our work. That one is no compromise. Only when we start to not to be doing our work or to feel that there are certain things that hiding, then that might be something else which members can appeal to a higher structure. At this stage, I don't think we're incapable. Can we take that view? That will include, even though members, they say, will not ignore that there is some view also that says we must look at an ad hoc committee that could do this. And on the basis of that, we get an overall from the House Chair. I think that one of person is the chair of chairs who can handle that matter. And probably the speaker, we can refer that also and then come back and report to the committee. Can we then agree that this matter is not exhausted? Now it remains an outstanding matter from time to time. Secondly, I used to say this thing, Honorable Mylem, and I know you don't have. There's nothing wrong. If we ask us that, as we assist with this matter, like members are saying, there are these questions that were asked. I didn't know, for instance, because what I know, when the department responded on all those questions that they were said they were not responded, then there was a question that said, can then, based on what the department had said, can then we be given the scorecards? Then there was a serious debate, members coming in, others saying, no, but where do we come in on procurement or scorecards and so forth? I can't collect all of that information. Whilst we're still dealing with that issue, including that proposal that was being made by Honorable Volmarans long before, and Honorable Mahlaule came in its support. Then before the department could respond on all these things, there was a call for a vote on an investigation. So I want us to be clear that it's not that there is somewhere where the department or somewhere where people were prevented from asking any question. Now, I'm suggesting that if we agree, we can still call the department to come back and ask these questions that we think they are necessary to be asked. Doesn't mean if we abdicate, we'll give this thing there. We can still do this, but I will come back to members and say, here is the legal opinion on what we may not do, especially in relation to a matter that is in front of a court. But so that we avoid, we don't say, no, it's in front of the court, we can't handle it. If when there is a possibility that it can be handled in a different way. Until such time, we get that advice on how, including if there is a possibility on other issues that can be handled, we take it that way. By the way, the last point I can say, honorable members, whether we like it or not, SCOPA can decide to wake up tomorrow and call the department to say, come. It's better when it is done by members to say, please work with us on this matter. So it's not that SCOPA cannot deal with the matter. They don't have to ask permission from us. Just call the department and say, come and explain 1, 2, and 3. But if we share with them and say, here are the issues, can we work? Because down the line, they may even spill over on other things. I think to me, it might be a better exercise, but I will engage with the House Chair, take all the views that members have expressed, and then based on that, we'll come back. But also we will deal with the issue of the request for a legal opinion on the matter. I can engage, also converse with the chairperson of SCOPA and see. SCOPA has worked, for an example, unfortunately, it was an aftermath. And they came back and talked about fans that is not fit for purpose. They worked with public and with public works and infrastructure. At some point, they've worked with public works and infrastructure as well as defense. So it's not something that is unfamiliar, that committee. The only thing that has been a limitation is that had work been done prior, for an example, on the bridge fence, and SCOPA had been involved from the word go, they could have identified properly weaknesses or blocks and saved that the money was already spent on something. I don't speak for those committees. So I think for me, engaging proactively, even a committee of that nature, may be assisting the state to save on resources rather than to come later when resources are already spent and they've already been depleted because of a failure to act proactively. But that is my view, honorable members. We can come back. In the meantime, can we also be allowed to work on possible inviting the department again, including the question to say, including that question, if now is no longer an issue, the question that relates to the scorecards. Will it harm many of you, honorable members?
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mashaw.
I want to raise my hand and support your summary, Chair. And on the latter point, the very last point that you're making. Sorry?
Yes, Honorable. Yes, Honorable.
So I was saying on the last point, Chair, in support of your summary, the last point where we must call the department to come and account, I want to propose that, Chair, maybe such questions, I don't know how we can be privy to them, because this thing is, I'm avoiding a situation where it's a meeting between, and I'm sorry to say this, Honorable Malem and the department, because we don't know the consent except the ones that are here. And I'm not sure whether it's possible that the committee itself is privy to the questions that we want to pose to the department, so that we are active participants in the meeting that will take place. Otherwise, we'll keep quiet, and then Honorable Malem or whoever has information that about anything, ask the questions, and we're quiet, which I don't have a problem with, but I'm just saying, to avoid where it's between Honorable Malem and the department, maybe we can find a way of collectively holding the department accountable. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson?
Okay. No. Yes, Honorable Malem.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I am concerned that we are taking a one-sided approach to this, and that is that we are only relying on the responses of the department and not the responses of other concerned parties to this matter. So specifically, will we allow, for example, unsuccessful bidders to come and make presentations? Will we allow the civil society to come and make presentations on this matter? We are solely saying that we are going to ask questions of the department and get their responses. And frankly, Chairperson, that's not good enough in my opinion. I also think that
point of order, Chair.
Okay, hold on. What's the order, Honorable Malin?
Chairperson, the report that was brought to us by the department says that there were 17 bidders. Then 8 were selected. Now we want to listen to unsuccessful bidders, who some of them have taken the
matter. This is not a point of order.
I tula wena kulum now.
Sorry, Chair, point of order.
Wait, Honorable Malenga, let's wait, Honorable. No, there's a Malem. Let me first, Honorable Malenga.
Let's Chairperson, wait. She can't
Maybe
tell me to Tula.
Clarify. We have got a right.
Mr. Chair, that's unacceptable.
No, Honorable Malem. Honorable Malem, I didn't hear that. Let me be honest, no, Tula. But can we be focused?
He said
I
it,
want
Chair.
To see.
Ask her.
To hear
he said it.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, this Honorable Norma here, she said, told him to Tula, and that is unacceptable on this committee.
No. Can we stick on the matter? Can you continue?
No, Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. This deals with matters of procedure. It is unacceptable language to say that on a committee. Will you please censure the member for saying Tula to the other member?
When you see, I said, first I didn't hear that. Number two, I'm not sure whether when it's spoken in that language, whether you can say it's unparliamentary when some would, because the point is, Honorable Malinga had made a point of order. And whilst I was still listening, trying to respond to her, Honorable Malem came in. I said, let me first deal with Honorable Malinga. Not members. Exactly, that's what I always say. When there's an exchange of members, how do I make a ruling on the exchange? Because it was wrong to call an order when I'm still dealing with the order of another member. Now we must sit here, instead of dealing with the substantive issues, we deal with the attitudes of members against each other.
Mr. Chair,
we're not
clearly more important
than South Africans. We are dealing with a serious matter. I will come back, and I always say to members, can we respect the
Chairperson, can I continue with my original statement? Because what Honourable Malinga put on the table was not a point of order, it was a point of argument.
But Honourable Malem, the chairperson has not yet ruled on that matter, whether
That's why I asked.
The chairperson also now out of the network.
I'll wait.
You keep on cutting me out. Honorable Malam.
I'm listening, Chair.
Yeah, can you continue, please?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, my point was that we have received a very one-sided view of this whole process, and that we are being asked to take the department's word for what is going on. There are a number of allegations of irregularities involving the department. And so I believe it behooves us to actually investigate that matter further by asking questions of other parties to this issue, namely other bidders, both successful and unsuccessful, and civil society, who have raised a number of concerns around this process. So I think that if we're just relying on the answers of the department, that's not going to be sufficient for me. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Can I proceed? Chair. Ayanda, is the chair in the meeting? Still in the meeting?
Chair's got a problem of a network. I'm trying to get hold of him now. Is out again.
I'll also wait.
Okay, Ms. Mathai.
Can I explain one thing? We consult first, let me put it, two, we consult with the House Chair on the matter. Then we...
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable.
But if you continue, can you start afresh? There's a time where you were muted.
Oh, no. I'm saying we are not dealing with the issue of even calling the department or not. We are saying members have made, we are still on the mechanics. Members have made proposal on how they think we should proceed with the matter. Hence, I then have to have consultations with the House Chairperson on the views that have been expressed by members. We have not said now as if there is a process that has been agreed and that process will only cater for this. That's point one. Point two is to look at legal services to provide legal guidance on how to handle this matter, especially if there are issues that can be deemed to be sub judice. That's point two. Three is to confer and share ideas with SCOPA and see whether this matter cannot be handled together with SCOPA. We have not reached a stage of how who will be called and how that person will be called and so forth. Only when we give the report back, I would have thought that's what members would do. When we give a report back, we can then start to make a recommendation. I don't want to say a decision or to take a decision. The decision might come back and say, you cannot, for an example, you can, I don't know, I'm not sure what would happen. You cannot deal with a matter that is in front of the court as an allegation. Number two, you cannot do this and this, and you cannot form a committee when you are there to do that. I don't know. When I come back, we rather deal with that issue. Then based on that, we can then start the discussions on whatever is agreed, how to proceed with that agreed process. At this stage, we are not there. So that's why I was making the summary to say, can we go, can I go then and do that exercise, come back to the committee, report, we can continue with this work. Will that kill members?
Agreed, Chair.
Any second?
That is supported. That I second that approach, Chairperson.
Sure.
Any objection?
Chair.
Yes.
Yes, Chair. That's honorable Lamba.
Yes, Babla.
Yeah, no, it's not an objection, rather a concern, Chair, on the procedure. You know, the honorable member had raised on the point of order, and she was interrupted by another member while raising her point of order. And my understanding is that everyone, Chair, speaks through you, and there's nobody special here. You know, and once we start setting such precedents that the rules apply to certain people and to some not, then that's a problem. So that is my area of concern. So my understanding was that the chairperson then had to rule on the honorable member. I think it was Honorable Malinga that had raised on the point of order. Then proceed from there. So that is my area of concern, chairperson. Thank you.
Chairperson.
No, consent is noted, Honorable. That's why I didn't want to entertain, but consent is noted. I did make a ruling on Honorable Malinga on the matter, and I know what you are talking about. That's why I didn't want to dwell. Yes, Honorable Malem, you want us now to discuss that?
Chairperson, I just want to point out that my interjection was a point of order on her point of order. I said, point of order.
Can we leave the matter?
No, Chair.
Can we leave the matter? Can we leave the matter? I made the ruling. I said, we are all adults here. It is wrong. And that's what I said even to Honorable Mylem. I said, it is wrong to make a point of order when there is an order. So what more do you want to achieve now with this discussion?
As the Chair pleases.
Yes. I can't sit here, honorable members. Try all of you, and I think I agree with you, honorable. Not I agree specifically, all of us, the 11 of us, including those who are alternates, we are adults. We must respect each other regardless of what. It's not a choice to be. I've read this thing many times. Respect, sometimes it's important, even if you don't like someone or you don't like something. That's the only thing I can say. I always say I was taught to respect the next person. So I'm not even referring, I'll be honest and straight, I'm not referring to you, Honorable Mylem. I'm not referring to you, Honorable Malinga. I'm referring to all of us here. We cannot, when we are given such a privilege, we sit here and try to use our own situation for not for the advantage of the people. People are expecting us to act as adults, all of us here. So I don't want to make a ruling on this thing when I've done so. It's a normal thing that we're in a committee, we're adults, we represent our different political parties, but we all pledged to work for the South African populace, and we must do exactly that. Can we go to what is the issue now with the next minute, set of minutes, Ari?
It will be the 4th of May, Chair. The minutes is flighted, Chair.
Sorry, I'm talking this thing. Well, I'll look like 60 when I'm still far from 60, quite soon. On attendance, If none, let's go on to three. Four, Harry. You kick me in and kick me out, kick me in, kick me out. Okay. Is there any move of the minute?
Chair, before I move for adoption, I am not sure whether it's this date where I reported to Ms. Boss that Honorable Blankulu had his gadget had been lost or stolen. I can't remember what the case was. So instead of absent, it would be an apology. I just want to correct that, and with that amendment, I support the adoption of the report. I adopt the report.
Okay. Any seconder?
You're still absent. I thought no, I will get an indication. Okay, thank you.
Yes,
Mokvol Naranj.
Now, Chariko.
Yes, Ari.
Now, just to respond to Mr. Mahaule, it was the meeting on Friday where you indicated the 7th.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Chairperson, I support for the adoption of the minutes.
Okay, any matters arising? Nope, let's go to the next minute. Ari, then you said it was on that meeting. Then you must correct.
No, I said on the 7th.
The 7th?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm showing 2, 3. Any mover?
I move, Chair.
I second. Any second? I second.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Let me check. I don't take note of if we alternate when the main member is present. Yes. Is it allowed? Yes.
Is allowed, Chair.
Oh, okay. No. I need to be very careful these days. Okay. Okay. Any matters arising? Nothing. Then let's go to the next set of minutes. attended. Let's go to number two. Three. Any mover? Any mover?
I move for the adoption.
Any seconder?
Second, a chair.
Any matters arising? Nothing? Is there another set of minutes?
No, Chair.
No, we still want to proceed with the minutes. I'm joking. I'm joking. Okay. Thank you, honorable members. Like I said, we still have a lot of work on our hands. Can we then allow me to release you and request my committee staff to remain behind? The meeting stands adjourned.
So, Chair.
Tell you caucus to next staff.
Tell you vaccination, Chair.
Mama Ling.
Hey, Lingus.
Help Mama protect, Ling. Help protect to land.
Ay, we are telling a long song again. Ay, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The chair was greatly sabotaged today.
No. The chair is on course. The chair is well on course. Thank you, Chair. No,
but I'm saying it was 90% of the time Ayanda made sure that they are muting it.
Hi,
and the big man last year get cool as he to get into the moon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Gulas.
Some of these people are Bakwazulu Susa. Ngononi Basusa.
Tabasusa, Chair.
Yeah.